we're the oldest oyster company in America.
Sal Sinceri is co-owner of the P&J Oyster Company in New Orleans' historic French Quarter.
It is a Louisiana oyster.
For 134 years, it has supplied restaurants in New Orleans and the U.S. with fresh shucked oysters.
We do about 30, 35,000 oysters in a day.
P&J is part of Louisiana's $2.4 billion a year seafood industry, the largest in the U.S. 50% of the state's oyster production is shut down, but for now, prices remain steady.
There's already a drop in supply because on the east side of the river, that's one of the most productive estuaries in the world for oysters. So we're taking precautionary measures and, of course, shutting it down. And everything on the west side is what we're drawing from right now.
Sinceri emphasizes the fishing closures east of the Mississippi River are just precautionary. To date, there has been no evidence of contamination from the oil spill.
The kind of broken marsh you're looking at out here, where you can see the grasses and all in there, that's an estuary.
Peter Garica is vice chairman of the Louisiana Seafood Marketing Board.
Yeah, it's a typical crab trap.
He also is a commercial crabber and fisherman. He says if the shutdown continues on the east side of the Mississippi, Louisiana's seafood industry will survive because 70% of the state's fish and shellfish come from the west side of the river.
Fishing's going to go on, whether it be on the west side of the river or the east side of the river.
Garica says the recent dip in supply will be temporary. He thinks it is partially due to consumers overbuying out of fear.
It's putting a false sense on the market right now that everybody's got this big flashing yellow light, caution, caution, caution. So people are buying stuff, you know, in a high volume than they usually buy. Even the people at the farmers markets are buying more.
Bourbon House Seafood Restaurant in the French Quarter specializes in local seafood.
Here's some chalk. Yeah.
Managing partner Steve Pettis says he has had no problem getting fresh seafood from his suppliers. His concern is that the public knows that the seafood he serves is fresh and safe.
Because every one of the oysters that come in, we tag them as to where they're coming from.
He emphasizes the industry goes to great lengths to document where seafood is caught or harvested.
2 through 7 that are closed right now.
Each 23-kilogram bag of oysters he receives has a tag that marks the area it came from. Bourbon House displays the numbered area on the chalkboard behind the oyster bar for their customers to see.
I'm not worried about quality at all, and because, again, it's I count on not only the regulatory agencies that determine the quality of the water in which these products are grown, I count on the reputation of our purveyors that we've known longer than I've been alive. We've been doing business with them.
British Petroleum plans to plug the leaking oil well with an experimental well cap. The seafood industry is watching closely and hoping for success. In the French Quarter of New Orleans, Jeff Swicord, VOA News.